going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. Joining us now, the Rooster, Chris Russell. Show starts at 2 o'clock, right? That's what I hear.
2 o'clock, yeah. Just here early. Had lunch in the neighborhood. Just strolling
hanging out,
on
right?
by. Yeah, exactly.
Just hanging out.
You know, show on the podcast.
How was Capital One Arena last night?
It was pretty electric. I mean, I've been there for a lot of playoff games, Stanley Cup Finals, all that good stuff. I mean, it felt, you know, maybe not quite the pandemonium of a Stanley Cup Final, but it felt very good to have the juice and the energy in a playoff game. Unleash the Fury was great, obviously. The explosion after all the goals, great, especially the overtimer. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but that's more than just an overtime goal. That's Ovi's first overtime playoff goal, which I've been saying all year is the most amazing thing, that he's never had any of that with all the goals that he scored, right? Never had any. And I tweeted it last night, literally 5 minutes before the puck drop. And I was like, I'm just putting this out there just because it's game one of the playoffs.
Just manifesting.
And literally a couple hours later.
So, in other words, he did it because you called.
Absolutely.
I understand.
He was putting on a show for me after the Capitals gagged one up in the second half of the third period and cost us each probably about a half an hour.
Did it get kind of quiet in the building?
Yeah, I mean,
it was rather quiet
in
my house until I started like yelling, and my piece was running. What the hell was going on?
Yeah,
what are you yelling for? I'm like, you see this game? I don't watch that.
You're not a thrower at the TV.
No, I don't throw at my TV. That'd be the dumbest thing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
I've considered it before.
You gotta throw at your TV. You gotta get a new one.
When I was
your mama gonna kill you. You go break that TV.
When I was younger, I remember living in Chicago. My son was kind of, you know, maybe 1 year old, maybe a year and a half. And I remember throwing a sneaker at my television. And my ex-wife looked at me like she I had 18 heads and she wanted to strangle me. Like, I was like, okay, all right, time to grow up.
So what was the environment like and seeing them come out the way that they did last night was huge?
Yeah, I mean, Spencer Carberry, when I asked him after the game about coming out and setting that physical tone, they got into it early. I mean, on the very first shift, Anthony Beauvillier, and then Brandon Duhaime and a couple of other guys got into it. And it wasn't even the Tom Wilsons of the world, although eventually he got going and Alex got going physically and I think wound up with 7 hits or whatever it was. But it was the other guys that came out and sprung them and got them physically oiled up and ready to go and into the game and get all 4 lines cranking. And then eventually you get the Ovi snapshot goal from the office to give them a 1-0 lead. Then you get the 2-0 lead. Again, Beauvillier, I thought it was a high stick at first. I thought they were going to take it away. I was glad that they obviously didn't. I thought he had a great game. But Spencer Carberry, when I asked him, said that was the best first period they played in probably months. You would like to have a better than 1-0 lead at the end,
yeah.
But, okay, I think you know, as long as you kind of look, it's easier to do this because they won. If they lost in overtime, we'd all be going, how do you blow that game to that team? And, oh, here we go again, whatever.
100%.
It's easier to do that today, right? But you kind of have to juxtapose how good they were in the first 40 minutes, how bad they were essentially in the last 9 or 10 minutes. And the first goal was off, you know, a bad bounce off the skate and whatever. And then the second goal, Logan
I don't
Thompson,
know what the heck was going on there.
Logan just gets out of position thinking that he's got to get a
crease,
a short side stop.
And the only person that was real close to him was his own teammate, who I think kind of affected him a little bit.
Well, he flopped as he shifted over and lost his balance, and then he couldn't get back over, and poor Nick Dowd is sitting there trying to take a BB to the chest or the head.
Nah.
And luckily, they didn't hit him and just went behind the net, or in the net, I should say. But anyway, that was really the only negative. You'd like more than the three goals. Got it. I understand you don't want to totally rely on Ovechkin, but I thought they were really good with the puck. I thought their entries were pretty good the first 35, 40 minutes, or exits, I should say, and then entries into the zone. I thought they had plenty of chances. Again, Beauvillier, I think Brandon Duhaime played really well. Connor McMichael had two near goals in the first minute and a half of the game.
Yeah, you'd like to see one of those buried, but he had some good chances.
Yes, he did.
What did you think of Logan Thompson in net again?
Well, again, outside of that second goal, which I looking back live, I was like, did he get shoved? Then you look back and he got himself out of position trying to anticipate and make a save on the short side stuff.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Great idea and concept, because you can't give up a goal in that spot. You're trying to cover as much as you can, but you got to make sure that you don't get out of position, right? So the second goal is they can't clear it. It's a furious rally by Montreal. They're hacking and whacking. You kind of sensed that they were going to bury one there, but you'd prefer Logan Thompson not to get himself out of position. Other than that, I thought he was great. I mean, short side leg pad save after short side leg pad save, really, really good in that area. And then Montreal started to crank it up maybe about 6 minutes to go in the first period and started to get some pretty decent chances off some different looks, Suzuki and Caulfield and whatever, and both of those guys eventually scored goals. But I thought he was good once outside of the second goal, again, which we just talked about. And I thought, I said it, I don't know how you guys felt, like the first three shots on goal Montreal had were like, just like walk in the park type saves. And there was nothing challenging, but for a guy who hadn't played in 3 weeks, I thought that was a good thing that he wasn't tested right away, because I was worried about his timing and his rhythm, and I think that got him a little bit into the game.
Were you feeling like he was going to start game one, or did you kind of think Lindgren?
I did not think he was going to start
game one. I was leaning Lindgren.
Yeah, same with me. I've been leaning Lindgren for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I did not.
They've been doing some different little way of handling things.
Yeah,
you
know?
So you might want to go opposite of what you normally think.
That's fair. And Carberry said, look, and here's what we just can't possibly know. What the goaltending coach, Scott Murray, sees in practice and shooting sessions before practice and whatnot, the things that he's looking for, timing, rhythm, seeing the puck well. Again, I mentioned the leg pad. He was really good. I know that's technical. Leg pad, short side. Those things I can't
stuff from you,
see.
Bruce.
I can just, what?
We expect technical stuff from you.
I'm sorry, B. You know, I mean,
well,
you know.
I honestly thought, in terms of his ability to block shots, I thought he was on point last night. The thing that I was most nervous about was him handling the puck.
Yeah.
When he would have decisions to make whether he was going to come out and play the puck or not, he seemed like he was a little bit hesitant on those.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I didn't see.
And them clearing the damn puck.
Well, that's been a problem for a while, right? And they had nearly one off of Matt Roy and a turnover at the blue line, which almost cost them. There were a couple others, obviously. And that's part of, I mean, look, I think Logan Thompson has struggled a little bit, to your point, Tobes, in that area from time to time during the regular season, and so is Lindgren, where they've turned the puck over and they almost had the near one, which almost cost them. And again, you make those kind of mistakes against better teams. Not that Montreal didn't play hard. They did, especially in the final 11, 12 minutes. They played hard. But they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. This is not even the Montreal team in 2010 that beat the Capitals. I know there's some similar storylines. David Aulf was called up. I know they've got a good rookie defenseman. That's not PK Subban. That's not Yaroslav Halak. That's not the guys that they had up front. Hal Gill, who was a big tree of a defenseman. That's not this team. This, even though they're 1-8 seeds and all that, this team, now, what this team is, that top line, Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, and the other kid who I can't pronounce, Yara, whatever his name is, they were number one in the NHL in, like, goals, not only goals scored, but goals per shift or something like that, and, like, four different categories since the Four Nations break when they made a massive run.
That's the Rooster coming up next. Alan May going to join us. I'm sure Rooster going to have plenty of Caps talk on his show coming up at 2 o'clock.
At 2.
At 2 o'clock.
Yeah, all right.
Alan May going to join us next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.